I'm going to ask a question before we get started here is, why did Jesus come? Right? Why did Jesus come? All right. We're going to be in Bible school for just a few seconds here. Why did Jesus come? Someone give me an answer. To give his life, to redeem. What else? Why did Jesus come? My Lord. Why did Jesus come? To buy us back? Why did Jesus come? These are all good answers. Oh, exactly. So let's turn to that scripture verse to the screen there. John 10:10. Tells us right here. All right. The thief cometh not, but for to steal. It's a little, Miss Kendra, can we change the translation? New Living, please. I'm not about the these and thous. I don't know how that snuck in there. Thus now saith Steveth. Changeth the screeneth. All right. The thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. But my purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. In the New King James, it says abundant life. Everyone say abundant. Abundant. You see, Jesus came to give us an abundant life. That's why he came. And all those things that you guys were shouting out are all attributes of that abundant life. Can I get an amen? Amen. Oh, this is going to be something. All right. You see, the thief's purpose. So who's the thief? The devil. Dirty guy. The bad man. Batman. We get some answers here, I guarantee it. The thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. You know what? The devil's got no good thing in store for you. He's got nothing of for you in his best interest. He wants to make sure that you are down and out, that you're sick, broke, disgusted, all those ugly things. He wants to make sure that you got those things. There's no blessing in the devil. You know? It's crazy because there's actually people that actually worship him. Why would you do that? Right? It's like, wow. But there's nothing good there. But my purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. How many of you want a rich and satisfying life? How many of you want, no, three people. How many of you want an abundant life? Anybody in this place? Yeah, an abundant life is huge, you know? You know, Pastor Roma was just alluding to that there in Scripture and talking about that a little bit. You know, God supplies. He gives us more than enough. Now, sometimes in our Christian circles, we can get abundant life mixed up just a little bit. Because there's more to abundant life than just having, you know, all the money and all the houses and all the stuff. There's more to it than that. Now, you know what? There's nothing wrong with having nice things. Amen? I like nice. Anybody in here like nice things? Yeah. Absolutely. You know? But there has to be a balance in life, and we have to have an understanding of what an abundant life is. So the word abundant, I looked up in the dictionary, and according to dictionary.com, it says, in large quantities and plentiful. I like life in large quantities. And I like life plentiful. Amen? I consider myself a very rich man. Oh, it's quiet in here. Who does this guy think he is? I consider myself very rich. I got four beautiful kids. I love them to death. Drives me crazy, but I love them. Wonderful wife. I got my parents here around. I got siblings, family, niece. Man, life is good. You know? I'm not broke. I got money in the bank. God's given us the ability to go off and pay for things. Cash. Everyone say cash. Yeah, that's a beautiful thing. You know? We made a decision a long time ago, me and my wife, that we were going to actually live by faith and not by sight. But we were going to live, you know, according to the Word of God and trust in Him. Now, sometimes it can be a little difficult, you know, and sometimes, you know, patience, like Pastor was talking about, you know, looking at a new vehicle, but then You know, Miss Anita was, you know, oh, hold up a second now. We got to look at this a little bit more. You know, guys, let me speak to you for a second. There's a lot of times I believe our wives and the Holy Spirit are the same person. I'm the type of person that if I see something, I'll just go buy it. Anybody else like that? Yeah. God, yeah. It's got lust of the eyes, you know? Wow. That took a turn. I'm going to close my eyes for a while here. But there's times, you know, that you look at stuff and you want it. Anyone ever drive around a car lot and look at those brand new vehicles? I'm talking about it now because there's a lot of newness happening around our office a little bit, you know? But yeah, I mean, there's been many times that I've been with Kendra and I don't know what happened. Automatically the car we're driving just turns into a new car lot. You know, it just does automatically. I don't know. And we start looking at things, and we've been looking at things, and Kendra's like, no, I know what I want. And one day I even went in and sat down with a salesman looking at a vehicle. And Kendra's like, you go in and talk to him. I'll sit here with the kid, and you just go in and talk with him. And she knew what it was going to be. She just wanted to appease my mind. Let me go in and make a fool of myself, right? So I go in, I tell the guy what I'm looking for, and all this stuff, and, you know, so he sits down, he gets on his computer, and he starts punching in numbers and all these things, and he's, you know, he's telling me how great all this stuff is and all the deal is, and I told him the vehicle I wanted, and so anyway, he prints it out, and he hands me the sheet, and I literally almost passed it right there, and it wasn't in the Holy Ghost. Brand new vehicle, they wanted $109,000 for the one we were looking at. I said, Sir, I ain't living in it. Like, what, space shuttle? Like, what are we talking about here? He goes, well, does that price shock you? I said, no, not really. I said, because this is idiotic, whatever, I can't even remember the word I used. I said, this is dumb. Why? For bits of plastic and metal molded together. I'm like, that's crazy. I'm like, does it wash dishes and fold laundry? And he laughed at me. And then, you know, the payments. He said, oh, well, you can do payments. Oh, really? Yeah, you can finance this. Wow, okay, what does that work out to? $1,000 biweekly. I looked at this guy. I said, wow. So I'm trying to hold my composure together now at this point, why I'm almost choking. And the gentleman is like, So what do you think? I said, well, it's a nice vehicle. I said, well, I'm going to have to think about it. Anybody else ever done that? Use that term? I'll have to think about it to get out of a deal? Let me talk it over with the wife. Because this is where you play the wife card. Oh, no, she don't like the color. Or she doesn't like this. And you can get out of jail. Right? You play the wife card. And so I said, okay, well, thank you. And I walked out there and I told Kendra, and I said, Kendra, they're beautiful machines. She said, yeah. She goes, I know. She goes, I've been wanting one for a long time. But she goes, we're not paying that price. I said, no. I said, considering put an extra $20,000 on top of that and you got a house bought. You know, that's what we paid back years ago for a house. Like, no way. But, you know, my wife is one of those women that she knows what she likes. And she's going to get what she wants. She's very, very persistent and confident and patient. And so she's done her research. She's been lying in bed, and she's been believing God. And, you know, I'd hear her, I'd see her, and she'd see these vehicles drive around that she wanted. And, you know, I was getting sick and tired of the old machine we were driving. Praise God, you know, it done well for us. But, you know, here she goes. And this one day, I found something, and I just sent it to our link. That was one for sale. I said, Kendra, look at this thing. I sent it to her, and she messaged me back. She goes, call the guy. I said, oh, we have movement. We have something. So, all right. So I called the guy. And then I talked to the guy, and I told him where I was from and all these things, and talked with Kendra. She's like, yeah, that's the one. So what are you talking about? She goes, yeah, I got a good feeling about it. That's the one. And just like that, Kendra and the Holy Spirit came together And it all fell perfectly together. Everything lined up. And we were able to get the vehicle that Kendra had been believing God for a smoking deal. And, you know, even the trip over to Winnipeg to go pick it up, we paid complete airplane ticket, taxes, everything in, to fly there. It only cost us $80. When was the last time you flew for $80 anywhere? I mean, you can't go to McDonald's for $80. You know? My Lord. But see, this is the way the Lord works, is that when you believe in your patient, he's going to make things work for you, right? You know, it gets me excited to know that God sees us and he knows the desires of our heart. He knew the desire of Kendra's heart was that she wanted that machine, you know? And so therefore, it came, it happened, praise Jesus, you know? And I use that because, you know, not to brag about us, but to brag about God, because I give all the glory to God because he makes things work for us. When we don't see a way, you know, to make things work, he always makes a way for you to do it. And we don't always understand why, don't understand how, and we don't always understand the timing of it, but he does. And so this is a part of this more abundant life that we're going to be talking about just for a little bit here tonight. He has so many good things in store for me and you, and it's just not cars and houses and boats and motorcycles and whatever. But he's talking about full of joy and peace, full of love, a life full of those things, a family around you. Well, you know, I don't have any family, you know, here. God will give you family. He will. There will be people come into your life that will become closer than you ever expected. Right? All these things. You know, that more abundant life, the beautiful thing is... is that he also made us righteous. Amen? I love the topic of righteousness, and we'll talk a bit more about that as well. You know, this life that Jesus came to give us, you know, it wasn't because Jesus didn't just show up here just to create new rules and regulations for us to follow, or to even try and straighten us out in a sense. But his purpose was to come to give us life. And this is the type of life that we needed. Because let me tell you something. Human beings were in a hard state, in a very hard position before redemption. Before we became born again, things were nasty. Let's put it that way. And then, think about when Adam and Eve was in the garden and they fell, they sinned. They gave dominion of this planet over to Satan. Sin nature came into this place, and this earth, of God's creation. And it really started doing a lot of damage, and it continues today. We still see it. How do you know this? Well, first of all, you're aging. Oh, settle down. You turn on the news, and you see all the horrible things that are happening. You know, get on social media and you see the stuff that happens. That horrible truck accident today. You know, all those bad things that takes place. Right? That's not of God. God did not design those things to happen. We live on an earth with a curse. But see, once again, because of who God is and he loved us so much, he set in the perfect plan of redemption to bring man and God back together. And so when Jesus died on the cross, something took place. See, God designed this plan for us so that we could have this life and have it more abundant. So that we could walk in the blessings of him. The Bible tells us that we can have every spiritual blessing. It belongs to me and you. Not some of them, all of them are yours. They're legally yours. Are you listening to me tonight? You see, all those promises in the Bible that's in there, that's written, it's for me and you. And they're yes and amen. What does that mean? Yes, and it is done. It's taken care of. Yeah, but we got to believe it. We got to see it. You know, we got to get in there, see what the Word of God says. We got to see it, get it on the inside of us so we know what belongs to me and you. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, New Living Translation there. We're going rogue. Brother Dave, sorry. Matthew 6, 33. right now. Got that timing down pretty good. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live what? And he will give you everything you need. The secret to living an abundant life is right here. In this passage of scripture, which we've looked at so many times. And we've seen this, we've heard it, you know. I mean, it's just been one of those scripture verses that's kind of just been a fundamental one, you know. But seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. Doesn't say he'll give you some things. He says he gives you everything that you need. So seek the kingdom of God. So what does that mean? Well, you get in and see what God's got for you. Press in. Do what he's called you to do. Because let me tell you something. There's people that are struggling today, and they're wondering, and they're crying out to God, why am I struggling? Why am I struggling? Well, are you seeking God? Are you putting the things of God first? Sometimes we put the cart before the horse, and we want all these things first. Then it's like, then we go after the things of God? Well, you know, if I had $1 million, I'd be able, you know, I'd just give it to the church and we'd be able to do all these things. Well, you got to start off somewhere, right? So how about you give right now when you don't have $1 million and believe God for it and watch it grow, you know? Oh, man, you know, one of these days when I'm making lots of money, I'll have more time to dedicate to the church or to help out and volunteer or, you know, I'll be able to tell people more about Jesus when I'm not working so much. No. You just flip that around. Do it now. Spend time doing those things now. Keep that scripture verse up there for me, please. You know, there's these, seek first the kingdom of God. So we want to seek first the kingdom of God and see what's in there for us. You know, all those good things that's in that kingdom. So, above all else. You know, a couple weeks ago, somebody, I forget which one of the guys were preaching here, was talking about where your heart is where your treasure is, right? Well, we've heard the saying before, you are what you eat, right? Some of y'all a bunch of chickens. No. No, maybe. But, you know, you are what you eat. So what you're going to put on, in you is going to come out of you. Basically, it was what this is alluding to. So if we're putting in the things of God in us, that's what's got to come out of us. And so if that's what's coming out of us, that's what's going to impact those people around us. And if that's going to impact those people around us, I mean, that's going to change what's happening in our community. Right? So you choose to go and seek the kingdom of God and above all else and live righteously. So live righteously. That means you're right standing with God. You're living the way you're supposed to. You're doing the things that you've been called to do. You know who you are in Christ. You know your position in Christ. Okay, come on now. There's a responsibility here, right? We just don't sit on our duffs all day long and expect all this to happen. We actually have to do something about this, okay? We have to act like you're the righteousness of God. Even when you don't feel righteous, you are righteous. If you became born again, you asked Jesus to be your Lord and Savior. The Bible tells us that we were given the free gift of righteousness. It's a free gift. We might not deserve it, but we got it anyway. Hallelujah. And because we have that free gift, there's so many benefits in there that belongs to me and you. Well, then that's what kicks in and helps us get over into seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all these things. You do the things of God, he'll make sure you're taken care of and that you have more than enough. Like I said earlier, there's people in here doing things that's, you know, your life might not be going the way you expected it. Well, maybe you need to change up something. You know, if you keep doing the same thing over and over and over again expecting a different result, that's crazy. Right? You know? And so, we need to make sure that what we're doing is lining up with the Word of God. Romans chapter 5, verse 17 to 21. Let's turn over there. Is this good tonight? It's awfully quiet here. Soaking it in. Romans 5, 17 to 21 in New Living. And it says, "For the sin of this one man, Adam, caused death to rule over many. But even greater is God's wonderful grace and his," what? "Gift of righteousness. For all who receive it will live in," what? "Triumph over sin and death through this one man, Jesus Christ. Yes, Adam's one sin brings condemnation to for everyone. But Christ's one act of righteousness brings a right relationship with God and new life for everyone." Amen. Verse 19, "Because one person disobeyed God, many became sinners. But because one person obeyed God, many will be made righteous. God's law was given so that all people could see how sinful they were. But as people sinned more and more, God's wonderful grace became more and abundant. So just as sin ruled over the people and brought them to death, now God's wonderful grace rules instead, giving us a right standing with God and resulting in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Amen. That passage of scripture there, man, gets me fired up. It gets me excited. Amen. Because we see, it kind of tells a story of what happened. "For the sin of this one man, Adam, caused death to rule over many." Because of a bad decision that was made, lives of millions were changed. But because of a good decision, because of someone's obedience, Jesus Christ, many millions of lives, billions of lives have been saved. Come on now. That's something to get excited about up in here tonight. Amen? Because why did Jesus come? To give us life and give us life more abundant. Not that old life that we think is good, but the life that God has chosen to give us, that life that he has planned for me and you, that life full of hope, full of joy, full of peace, full of prosperity, full of blessings, full of protection. All those things are in there. That's the life that we need to be going after. Amen? So seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Go after the things of God. Do what he's called you to do. Allow him to move in your life and watch the blessings start flowing in your life. You will see it. Why? Because it's a biblical truth. Don't believe me? Nope, not a soul. Only one. How many of you are satisfied with life right now? Anyone? Anyone satisfied with life? Yeah? Satisfied? I'm not quite satisfied yet. I'm too young yet. I think there's more for me to do yet. Now, I'm thankful for the things that God is doing through in my life, and I know he's got more to do yet. So I'm not exactly satisfied. I'm not done yet. Amen? Miss Grace, we ain't done yet. Nuh-uh. I'm going to say I'm going to have gray hair too, you know, and she'll still be dancing around too, you know. But I'm already got gray hair. My wife was pointing it out to me today. That's why my hair is cut short. Because, my Lord, salt and pepper. It's funny. Not really. Just for men. It's coming my way. But I still have all my hair. Thank God. Not like some people around here. Yeah. Speaking of hair. You were supposed to be down teaching something else. That's all right. Actually, speaking of hair, it's funny because Pastor Dave posted a picture a little while ago of their wedding. Did you see that hair that he had? I mean, those long flowing locks. I mean, that would make Fabio jealous.
I'm going to tell you what. And I could just see him. I wish I was back there then, because I'm sure that he could do like the wave thing, the head, you know what I'm talking about? He could totally, am I right? Would he do that? When it was long, did he do like the whole head and it would just flow? Oh, man. Praise God. See, that was when life was more abundant in certain areas of his life. Amen. I bet you life right now is better than it was back then, though, Brother Dave? Yeah? That's good. Some things, old things, got to pass away. Is duster? That's awesome. Oh, Lord, have mercy. What have we started? All right, let's keep going here. So, we're talking about this abundant life that we have. And we've been talking about the righteousness that's involved with that. And it's interesting because two Sundays ago when I preached on, during the conference, I talked about the different names of Christ, or of God, sorry, in the Old Testament, and things that described him and how he was these things to people. And one of the names of God is Jehovah, excuse me, Tiskenu. Tiskenu. What does that mean? God, my righteousness. And, it's interesting because we need to know who he is. And if we know him as God, our righteousness, well, then that should kind of give us some idea on the attributes that should be alive in our lives, right? I mean, we need to have these things flowing and working. It's so easy to kind of put them way off to the wayside, but this is something that we need to have in front of us. what is this here? There's a scripture verse. It disappeared on me. Here we go. It says here, "For he who made him, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, that what we might become the righteousness of God in him." See, we are not righteous in ourselves, no, are we? Our righteousness, the Bible calls it like our own doings, is as filthy rags, Scripture refers to it as. It doesn't sound too great. But see, the righteousness of God is the good one, is the great one, is the one that is, our righteousness comes from God. See, our own righteousness is not worth anything. But in Isaiah chapter 64, verse 6, let me read this to you. It says, "We are all infected with and impure with sin. When we display our righteous deeds, they are nothing but filthy rags, like autumn leaves when they wither and die. And our sin sweeps us away like wind." You see, our righteous deeds doesn't do us very good things. I don't care, if you're feeding the hungry, all the time, which is good. Or, you're giving money away or doing all those things. But unless you have God on the inside and you are born again and have the righteousness of God acting, all those, they're just good things, right? Superficial. But it's got to get penetrated on the inside of you. It's got to become who you are. It's got to become your identity. Come on now. An abundant life is a life that is full of blessing. More than enough. See, God just don't give you enough just to be, that's good. But God gives you to the overflowing. Because it also talks about there in Scripture that out of an abundance, you'll give. I like abundance. Anybody else here like abundance? I guarantee it. Abundance is a good thing, Because when you have too much, you continue to give and give and give and give, It's like... We had that rainstorm there last night in the last little while. We got a rain barrel on the outside of our house where Kendra and the kids use to water their vegetable garden and the flowers and stuff with, And it's a big barrel. But let me tell you something. The last little while, that barrel's been in an abundance of water. All right? I mean, that abundance of water has been everywhere. I mean, it goes here, it goes there. I mean, there's been a lot of an abundance of water, And it gets me thinking is that that's the type of life that I want. I want a life that's abundantly full of the things of God, you know? And just not, I'm just not talking about money and stuff. I'm talking about I need more love in my life. I need more joy in my life. I need more peace in my life, you know? Because life can get tough. Things can get tough sometimes. Some of you might have seen that this weekend, y'all know I'm a part of the Walleye. I'm the chaplain for the Walleye. And one of our staff members had passed away tragically on our team. Young man, 31 years old, and had an accident on the golf cart just across the border. And they rushed him to Grand Marais. They air-flighted him to Duluth. But basically, they couldn't do nothing for him. And they brought him here. And then this past Saturday, he passed on. And it's been a rough go for a lot of people. And I'm thankful that God has positioned me in this place to where I'm able to give scripture verses and give some, insight, to these people a little bit and try and help them give them some peace. And not by shoving Jesus down their throat, but by showing them Jesus and showing them compassion and love. Because when I found out, I was disturbed too, because I know this guy is a guy that we would talk to, quite often. We discuss hockey things and we would discuss, life things. And he was supposed to be getting married in September. So they were actually having like their stag party type thing, golfing, him and a few of his buddies. That was what they were doing, And this took place. So this guy that was so excited for life. And I mean, that's difficult, right? Come on now. Situations like this is not fun to have to deal with, But by the grace of God and the peace of God, man, He gives us what we need to be able to face tomorrow. He gives us the things that we need. I mean, it's that old chorus we used to sing, because He lives, I can face tomorrow. That song's been playing over my head a little bit the last little while. Because He lives. Right? Because there's days when you just don't feel so great. You don't feel like being the righteousness of God. You don't feel like living an abundant life. But because He lives, you can face tomorrow. Because of who He is, you'll get through it. But not only get through it, you'll be triumphant. He'll see you through. He wants you blessed. He wants you full of love, joy, peace, and all those good things. He wants you to be the righteousness of Him. Why? Because He's a good, good Father. We just celebrated Father's Day this past week. Man, I was blessed. My kids blessed me. It was so wonderful. It's so great to be a dad. It's my favorite thing in the world to be a dad, My kids made me a snackle box. I don't know if you know what a snackle box is, but it's a tackle box full of snacks. It's a beautiful thing. And they had all my favorite little treats and stuff in there. Now, of course, we all shared. Timmy got his 10% tithe. Ali is probably pushing on 20%. But I mean, it was a beautiful thing, And I got some, a nice shirt and some shorts and stuff like that. It was beautiful, But that thing, it's just so blessing. God will bless you. Like I said, I consider myself a very rich man. I really truly do. Because I have Jesus on the inside of me. I have a loving family. He's looking after me. I get to come to Faith City Church and be a part of this fellowship. I get to be a part of, different organizations and be involved in different ministries here in the community. I get to work with people from different places. And it's just so awesome to see what God is doing. And you know what? I am so thankful for the abundance that He has in my life. But you know what? Like I said, I'm still not satisfied because I know there's more. And I know He's going to continue to bless. He's going to continue to move. But I got to be hungry for it. I got to go after it. I got to go and seek ye first the kingdom of God. So make sure you're keeping the important thing the most important thing. Guys, God's got big plans for each and every one of us up in here. We'll never reach them just by sitting back and doing nothing. You got to get active. We got to get in the game. We got to do something. We got to search it out for ourselves and see what God got for me and you to do. Amen? Stand to your feet. Man, the Lord is good, amen? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then all these things. Don't do it on your own righteousness. Don't do it for your own fame and for your glory, but do it in the name of Jesus. Whatever you do, let people see Jesus in you. The Lord will do things and allow things to happen, put you in places you never thought possible. You know, back when I was younger, I had my own plans for my life. But you quickly realize, and this was the name of the conference that we attended, the theme was, we are not our own. Your life is not your own. As much as you want to think it is, it's not. Because we've been called to greater things. Steve is just not to myself anymore. I got people I'm responsible for. I got four little kids. I got a wife. A couple puppy dogs I'm responsible for. I can't always go do what I want to do all the time. I've also been called by God to do things, to work in the ministry. My life is not my own. And when you stop resisting and allow God to lead and guide you, you're going to see things going to start changing. You're going to see opportunities open up to you. You're going to see blessings open up to you. You're going to see people that you never thought before will open up to you. You'll make connections, divine connections. The people you'll talk to, the people you'll come in contact with, the relationships that you will build. It's remarkable. I've seen it in my own life, but I know there's more. And I'm excited for the more. So tonight, ladies and gentlemen, make that decision. Choose to live an abundant life. You don't necessarily have to have a jet, live in a 30,000 square foot mansion to have an abundant life. You can have an abundant life right now. And I'm sure you guys are choosing to live that abundant life. Am I right? Amen? Amen. With every head bowed, every eye closed. Don't like to close the service without doing this, but you're in this place. And you need to make Jesus number one in your life. You need to get back on track with him. If you're in this place and you need to make Jesus number one, make sure that you and him are tight so you can have that abundant life. Open up that stairway to blessing, that pipeline. Come on, if that's you and you're in this place, or if you're watching online, you know, tonight's a great night to make that change. So everybody within the sound of my voice, I don't want to embarrass anyone, but we're going to pray this prayer of rededication tonight all together. So everyone within the sound of my voice, repeat after me. Say, Dear Lord, tonight I give myself to you. I choose to follow you, Lord. 100%. I want that life. The God kind of life. The life full of abundance from you, Lord. I want to follow you. Do what you've called me to do. I love you, Lord. Thank you for sending Jesus to die on that cross, to make a way of salvation, in healing, in blessing, in prosperity for me in my life. Use me, Lord. I love you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Come on, let's just praise him for a few moments tonight. Come on, let's just worship him. Let's just thank him for all the blessings that he has for me and you, all the abundance. Come on, all the good stuff. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Father, we thank you. Increase is happening in people's lives because we choose to follow after you. Father, we thank you that miracle signs and wonders are happening wherever we go because you're shining through us. That, Father God, lives are being changed and transformed, Lord. That we're going to have divine contacts. That we're going to meet people. That we're going to be put in places we never thought possible. Doors are going to be opened onto us. Favor wherever we go. Father, we thank you. We declare Faith City Church blessed right now. We thank you that every person that's connected to Faith City Church is living an abundant life. A life full and overflowing. Full of love, joy, peace. Blessings, prosperity. All those things are flowing in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. You continue to have your way in our lives. In Jesus' mighty name. And everyone shout it. Amen, amen, amen.